平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们下午在这边来敬拜神。
We thank God that we are here to worship God this afternoon.
愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.
我们下午来思想圣经里面的一些道理。
This afternoon we shall study some of the truth in the Bible.
约瑟的话。
Our topic for this afternoon is the words of Joseph.
我们在查考旧约圣经的时候，
When we study the Old Testament,
我们都会看到约瑟的很多的故事。
We will read many stories about Joseph.
我们记忆当中都会想到约瑟的梦。
And perhaps we are very familiar with the dreams of Joseph.
我们也会看到约瑟的衣服。
We also know the coat of Joseph.
但是当我在看这个约瑟的时候，
But when I look at Joseph,
我是觉得说，偶然之间也看到约瑟的话，也很有意思。
And some occasions, I will also study the words of Joseph. They can be very meaningful.
我们来看创世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪三十九章。
Genesis chapter 39.
创世纪三十九章
Genesis chapter 39
三十九章第八节
Chapter 39 verse
8我们看第八节，约瑟不从，对他主人的妻子说，看哪，一切家务我主人都不知道，他把所有的都交在我的手里，在这家里没有比我大的，并且他没有留下一样不交给我，只留下你，因为你是他的妻子，我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？这一段圣经谈到约瑟的话。
Verse 8 and verse 9 mainly tells us what Joseph said to his master's wife.
约瑟在年轻的时候，
Joseph was young.
被卖到埃及。
While Joseph was young, he was sold as a slave to Egypt.
后来在他主人的家里。
And he was then taken into his master's house.
也派所有的事情让他管理。
And his master made him the overseer of the house.
但是这个当中，约瑟他却遇到试探。
However, in his master's house, Joseph faced temptations.
他的祖母要引诱他的时候，
His master's wife seduced him.
他讲了这一段这个敬虔的话语。
And so Joseph replied that he has to be godly.
我怎能做这大恶得罪神？
He said, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
我们今天一个人如果心中有神的道理，
Today, if we have kept the words of God in our heart,
我们在讲话当中会有分寸。
While we speak, we will know that we have to speak the right words.
我们可以从这边看到约瑟他讲话有分寸。
We know that Joseph here spoke appropriate words.
他把这个情理分清楚。
And he has given his reasons.
说这个一切的家务我主人都不管的。
He said that my master has no concern about anything in this house.
都我在管。
And I am in charge.
但是他知道分寸在哪里。
But he knew where to draw the line.
而且他很有规矩。
And he has kept to his rules.
也可以说是一个圣洁敬畏神的人。
So Joseph was a holy and a godly person.
有时候我们活在这个世界上要面对一些试探引诱的时候。
We live in this world and we are constantly faced with temptations.
我们是不是会勇敢说不？
Do we have the courage to boldly say no to these temptations?
神是轻慢不得的。
You cannot offend God.
我们心中如果有神的道，
If we have kept the words of God in us,
我们就能够得胜恶者。
We will overcome the evil one.
所以圣经告诉我们，
Therefore the Bible tells us here,
说少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？
The Bible tells us, how can a young man keep himself clean?
就是要遵守神的话。
How does a young man keep himself pure? He has to keep the words of God.
我把神的话藏在心里，
I kept the words of God in my heart,
免得我得罪神，
lest I offend him.
我们今天 也要常常把神的话放在心中。
Today we should also put the words of God in our heart.
啊，让我们能够分别为圣。
We need to distinguish ourselves from others.
啊，所以我们也应该立定心志，能够得神喜悦。
Therefore, we must determine to please God.
啊，能够过圣洁的生活。
We hope to lead a godly life.
啊，说敬虔的话。
We speak words of truth.
啊，说话能够有分寸。
And we speak appropriate words.
啊，这也是我们应当学习的。
This is also a lesson to learn.
啊，我们说话行事都要留意，不要得罪神。
The words we say, the things we do, we must keep note that we should not offend God.
啊，说我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？
So how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
我们再看四十章。
Let's read chapter 40.
四十章第七节。
Chapter 40, verse 7.
他便问法老的二臣，就是与他同囚在主人的府里说，你们今天为什么面带愁容呢？他们便对他说，我们个人做了一梦，没有人能解。约瑟说，解梦不都出于神吗？请你们将梦告诉我。这边提到说，约瑟跟两位大臣关在一个这个主人的府里。
And verse 7 and verse 8 tells us that Joseph and two of Pharaoh's officers were in the custody of his master's house.
啊，这个第七节说哈，你们今天为什么面带愁容？
Joseph asked the officials, "Why are your faces downcast today?"
啊，我们在很多事情上面，如果能够察言观色，
if on many things that we can observe.
好，我们对事情也能够有一些体会。
We may have our observations may shed some light on.
有的父母看到孩子下课回来。
Some parents, when they see that children came back from school.
以前都会打招呼，怎么现在一跑就跑到房间里面去？
Usually when the children came home from school, they would greet the parents, but on particular occasion, they would run straight to their own rooms.
父母会留意到这个小孩子的动作。
And the parents would take note of this behavior.
啊，也会体会到他的心情。
And the parent may try to understand this behavior.
啊，或许他考试考不好。
Perhaps the children did not do well in the test.
或许跟同学之间有什么问题。
Perhaps there's some conflict among the classmates.
啊，或者他有什么心事。
Perhaps they have something, some secrets.
哦，这个也是我们可以从约瑟的话里面来看到他的关怀。
And from the question of Joseph, we can see that he cared about these officers.
啊，说你们今天为什么面带愁容？
He asked, "Why are your faces downcast today?"
这个是一种关怀的话。
And here Joseph is showing his concern.
我有一次到一个教会去的时候。
Once when I went to a church.
啊，我在问一个信徒说，你怎么会来信耶稣？
I asked one of the members, "How did you come to believe in Jesus?"
啊，他说哦，因为他有一个邻居啊。
He said he has a neighbor.
啊，有一天就是看到他面带愁容。
He saw that one day the neighbor of his was downcasted.
啊，就觉得说他好像有什么事情。
And he felt that there must be something wrong.
啊，那就问他。
So he asked his neighbor.
啊，说你好像心里有什么事。
Says something seems to be troubling you.
啊，结果无形当中他就把他讲出来。
And so the neighbor poured his heart out.
啊，虽然他不能帮助他。
Even though this person can't help his neighbor.
但是他觉得说这是他传福音的机会。
But he felt that this is a good chance to preach the gospel.
啊，所以就介绍他到教会来。
So he told his neighbor to come to the church.
啊，说你应该把你的重担啊交给神。
He told his neighbor that you should take a burden and give it over to Jesus.
因为他有一个孩子啊，不平安。
One of the child was ill.
因为他的孩子哈，被魔鬼工作。
One of his children has been possessed.
那他觉得很苦楚。
And he felt bitter.
啊，不知道怎么办。
Didn't know what to do.
啊，也做过法术，也找过医院。
And he has took the child to the sorceress. To cast spells, he took taking the child to the hospital.
那这个孩子也休学了。
And the child no longer goes to school.
啊，他也不知道怎么办。
He doesn't know what to do.
那总是这个孩子的问题能够有一个着落。
And he's hoping to find some solutions to his problem.
那他爸爸也没办法，妈妈也没办法。
The parents were helpless.
啊，他说你要去到教会去祷告，信耶稣。
So our brother suggested that he go to the church to believe in Jesus.
结果很奇妙啊，这个父母就带这个孩子来。
And indeed, the parents took the child over to the church.
那他到教会的时候
，When they arrived,
心里还是有一个担子。
He still felt the burden in him.
那道理也听不懂。
He couldn't understand the truth.
因为教会有翻译。
Even though they are interpreters.
啊，因为教会一方面讲台语，又翻国啊华语。
The sermon would be delivered in a dialect and would be translated into Mandarin.
啊，他说他的耳朵哦，不知道要往哪一边。
So this person said he didn't know which language to listen to.
啊，听过来听过去都没有听到什么。
And listening to both languages, he couldn't understand what he heard.
但是很奇妙，就是领会的人啊。刚刚好在讲一段圣经节。
But the miraculous thing is that the sermon deliverer was quoting from the scriptures.
说劳苦担重担的人可以到耶稣这里来。
Says those who bury heavy burdens can come to Jesus.
就能够得到安息。
And there they shall find peace.
这一句话就打动他的心。
And this verse.
我现在刚好是劳苦担重担。
He felt that right now I am carrying my heavy burden.
我今天就是要到耶稣这里来啊。
Today I am coming to Jesus.
所以他就祷告主耶稣，让他的心里得到安息，得到平安。
He prayed to Jesus to find peace and to find rest.
很奇妙。
And miraculously enough,
教会的弟兄姐妹帮他的孩子祷告。
The members of the church pray for his child.
啊，有的就弹琴给他的孩子听。
Some were playing the piano, for the child.
啊，结果过了一段时间。
After some time.
他的孩子，哎，很奇妙的就有体验。
And the child had a change.
啊，而后也全家来信主。
And later on, the whole family baptized into
the Lord. 这样经过了两个月。
After 2 months.
啊，他的孩子就好了。
The child was well.
所以关怀的话对人的帮助是很大。
Words of concern can indeed be a great help to those in need.
我们今天在教会里面。
We are in the church.
我们也是彼此问安。
We also greet each other.
互相关怀。
And we care for one another.
啊，社会上虽然有生命线，啊，有这个专门协谈的电话。
Even though there are some help lines, services.
有几个地区
in some regions,
啊，他的电话前面就是这个地区的号码，后面是8595这样。
Their helpline number would be the area code plus the number 8595.
好，那他用8595就是帮我救我，用这个号码比较好记。
8595 in Chinese sounds like help me.
哦，那当然，有的人透过电话可以得到一些沟通。
And some people through this helpline was able to find some relief.、
啊、其实我们今天有什么的忧虑啊，要把它卸给神。
And today, what are some of our anxieties that we can hand over to God?
我们有圣灵安慰我们。
We have the Holy Spirit to comfort us.
啊，所以啊，这个约瑟在这边提到说，为什么面带愁容？
So Joseph asked the officers, why were their faces downcasted?
有时候我们更要去明白神的旨意。
Sometimes we need to understand the will of God.
以马忤斯的路上有两个门徒。
There were two apostles.
当主耶稣被钉十字架之后。
After the Lord Jesus was crucified.
这两个人也是面带愁容。
These two people were also downcasted.
我们来看路加福音。
Let us turn to Gospel Luke.
路加福音24章。
Luke 24.
路加福音的24章
Luke 24
啊，看17节
Luke 24 verse 17
啊，耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论是什么事，他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。这边提到说，当时啊，这个以马忤斯的两个人啊，在路上彼此谈论。
There were two walking on the road going to a village named Emmaus.
啊，是因为啊耶稣的事情。
And they were talking among themselves regarding Jesus.、
啊、面带愁容。
They were looking sad.
那后来呢？啊，主耶稣向他们显现。
And Lord Jesus appeared to these two.
啊，这个过程里面。
In this process.
啊，一直到了啊，看这个 啊，三十一节。
Let us turn, or let us read 31, verse 31.
说他们的眼睛明亮，就认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心不是火热的吗？好，哎，这里提到说他们的眼睛模糊。
Verse 31 says that their eyes were blind.
十六节是说眼睛模糊。
Verse 16 says that their eyes were kept from
recognizing. 三十一节是说眼睛明亮。
Verse 31 says their eyes were opened.
有时候事情看不清楚，眼睛会模糊。
Sometimes when you can't see things clearly, your eyes will blur.
眼睛模糊就看不清楚了。
When your eyes are blurred, you can't see clearly.
那么脸上带着愁容。
And there will be a sad countenance.
但是眼睛如果明亮。
But if your eyes were opened,
事情都清楚了。
You can see things clearly.
那就能够知道说，哎，原来耶稣也在我们当中。
And you will be able to recognize that Jesus is among you.
我们有时候也有这种体会。
And we sometimes experience this.
当我们大家都为圣工在热心的时候。
Well, every one of us are working zealously for the holy work.
有时候我们也会有这种感觉。
We feel this way.
有时候眼睛模糊，看不清楚。
Our eyes are blur.
不明白神的旨意。
We couldn't see things clearly. We couldn't understand the will of God.
即使大家都是以父的事为念。
But each and every one of us do the will of God.
也是为教会的事挂心。
We all worry about the matters in the church.
但是我们相信有主耶稣在我们当中。
But we believe that Jesus is among us.
我们能够向着主，心里充满了喜乐跟盼望。
We lifted our eyes to Jesus, and we are filled with hope.
我们在生活里面也是一样。
In our daily living, it will be likewise.
我们能够把我们的忧愁卸给神。
We hand over our anxieties over to God.
能够靠主常常喜乐。
And we rejoice in the Lord.
但这个关怀的话。
But these words of concern.
也应该去表达。
We should express them.
教会里面也需要有访问。
The church needs visitation teams.
但是访问当中的话语。
But the words you speak during these visitations.
可以透过电话。
It could be done through.
也可以透过交谈。
It could be done through a conversation.
彼此关心代祷。
We show a care and concern for one another.
互相的勉励。
We pray for one another and we encourage one another.
这也是一种关怀。
This is a way of showing your concern.
那耶稣的话里面。
And these words spoken by Joseph.
不但有一种关怀的话。
We don't. He not only show his concern.
这边也有提到说，当时他们做梦。
It says that they had a dream.
四十章第八节说，耶稣说，解梦不是出于神吗？
So verse 40, Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God?"
他说这个事是出于神。
He said, "This matter is from God."
我们一个人他会有这种看法。
When a person holds such a view,
所以神为什么把这个梦显明出来
？Why did God reveal this dream?
这也是一种梦里的意象。
This is a vision.
但是我们可以看到他没有说是出于自己。
But it didn't say that the interpretation came from himself.
解梦不是出于个人呐。
One does not interpret dreams by himself. Rather, you have to ask God for interpretations.
解梦在神呐。
Therefore, it is God who interprets.
所以一个人如果用一颗谦卑的心。
If a person is humble.
他一定会心中有神。
He would let God come into his heart.
他也会把一切的荣耀归给神。
He will also give a glory unto God.
我们再看四十章。
Let's turn back to chapter 40.
四十一章。
Chapter 41.
十六节。
Verse 16.
约瑟回答法老说：“这不在乎我。”当约瑟解梦之后。
And after Joseph had interpreted the Pharaoh's dream.
我们可以看到约瑟因为法老要请他来解释这个梦，他说这不在乎我。
We see that the Pharaoh had asked Joseph to come to interpret his dream, and Joseph said, "It is not in me."
所以不在乎我，在乎神呐。
It is rather God.
所以我们凡事要会尊主为大。
And therefore, we should hold the Lord as Almighty.
能够把荣耀归给神。
We should give our glory unto God.
这也是一种谦卑的表现。
This is an action of your humility.
那十六节说神必将平安的话回答法老。
And verse 16 continues, God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer.
平安是神所赏赐的。
And it is God who grants peace.
约瑟他也是说，神必将平安的话回答法老。
And Joseph said to the Pharaoh that God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer.
那我们是不是也会讲平安的话呢?
Can we also give favorable answers?
啊，当我们在彼此问安的时候,
When we greet each other,
我们也要彼此祝福。
We bless one another.
啊，平安在我们当中。
We say peace be among us.
有一个旅行团。
There is this group.
啊，到一个国家去旅游。
There's this group of tourists that went to a foreign land.
因为当中有游客啊，要啊到一个餐馆去。
And one of the tourists would like to visit a restaurant.
啊，这个餐馆生意很好，都客满了。
And this restaurant is very famous and it's very busy.
啊，有一些游客在旁边等。
And there are people waiting to get in.
啊，然后就说我们在这边等一下。
Some of the tourists said that let us wait here.
哦，因为他们哦再吃没多久了，他们再吃也没多久了。
They don't have much time.
啊，这个本来是很平常的话语。
Waiting seems to be very normal.
但是那在吃饭的人就站起来要跟他们吵架。
But however, those who were eating.
那问题出在哪里？
Stood up and quarreled with them.
说话的人没有意思啦。
So where does the problem lies?
啊，说他们再吃没多久。
The problem lies is that the person who said let us wait because these people are finishing.
但是坐着的人就听起来就好像在咒诅他们。
But those people who were actually eating thought that this was a curse.
人都是需要听平安的话。
We all want to hear good answers.
听说有个航空公司啊。
I heard that there is an airline.
啊，因为有很多旅行团出国观光旅游。
This airline knew that there will be many people traveling.
啊，那因为有一些啊乡下的老先生、老太太。
And there will also be many elderly people from the rural areas.
啊，他们出国很高兴。
When they go out traveling, they're usually very happy.
但是啊，因为前不久也曾经有摔过飞机。
However, not long ago, there was a plane crash.
啊，所以他们上了飞机以后。
So when they got onto the plane.
啊，这个航空小姐啊，就啊对这个老先生说。
The flight attendant said to one of the elderly gentlemen.
啊，还有对老太太说。
And to the elderly woman.
哎，你的位置在哪里？哦。
Where are your seats?
啊，他说在，他就把那个机票给他看。
So he showed them his boarding, the boarding pass.
啊，然后就带他到他的地位置去了。
And so the flight attendant took them to their seats.
原来那个号码是38号的。
And they were seated in row number 38.
然后那个位置有分 A, B, C, D 嘛。
And we know that the airline seats are signed A, B, C, and D.
他说：“老先生啊，你息在这里。”
And he said to the gentleman.
因为老先生是听台语的啦。
And because this gentleman listens to a dialect.
啊，你息在这里就是变成你死在这里。
And the word "see" sounds like death. So what he heard was that you're dying here.
啊，那他那个带他去的那小姐说：“你太太是 D。”
And the flight attendant turned around and said to the woman that your seat is D.
啊，这个老先生就不怎么舒服。
So this elderly gentleman was quite uneasy.
第一次出国，我怎么死在这里？
This is my first time traveling, and I'm dying here.
我太太又没有很胖，怎么是 D 呢？
My wife isn't very fat. Why is she a pig?
这个就是误解了。
This is a misunderstanding.
其实我们人跟人之间话语沟通很微妙。
Communication is a very is an art.
啊。其实老先生可以体会到那个小姐待他是很亲切的。
And the elderly gentleman can feel that the flight attendant is being very polite to them.
啊，但是听到这个话就觉得好像不平安。
But when he heard what she said, he felt uneasy.
哦，怎么息在这里？太太又是 D.
And I'm going to die here. My wife is a pig.
啊，这个平安的话哦，给人觉得很好。
Favorable answers will bring peace to people.
有一次我在一个教会。
Once when I was in a church.
啊，也刚好有一个啊，这个慕道者。
There happened to be a truth seeker there.
啊，后来他来信主。
She came and she later baptized into the Lord.
我问她说，哎，你怎么会来信耶稣？
I asked her, how did you come to believe in the Lord?
怎么会到教会来？
How did you come to this church?
她说，哦，她到教会啊，是因为她开计程车。
She said she goes to church because she drives a taxi.
啊，刚好载到我们两个信徒。
And she was carrying two of our church members.
那是安息日聚会完以后。
That was that happened after Sabbath service.
啊，刚好搭到这个慕道者的车子。
And so our members hailed her cab.
那两个信徒啊，当中有一个先下车。
And between the two, one of them came off the cab first.
一个还在车上。
And one remains.
然后彼此上下车的当中啊，就说平安。
And when they were when they greet each other as they leave, they would say peace.
那这个司机就觉得很奇妙，很觉得很好奇啦。
And this driver was very
这个下车的人怎么跟他说平安？车上的人也说平安。
This driver was curious. He wants to know why the passengers were greeting each other in peace.
因为他开车跑了好多好多的地方。
He is a cab driver. He had been to many places.
他只听过再见的。
All he heard people ever said was goodbye.
结果这两个人怎么都说平安？
Now why did these two say peace?
就觉得很好奇。
He was very curious.
就问车上这个人。
So he asked the remaining passenger.
你们怎么说平安呢？没有说再见。
Why did you say peace instead of goodbye?
他说我们信耶稣啊。
And the passenger answered, "We believe in the Lord Jesus."
那这个车上这个信徒就告诉这个司机，
So our member said to the driver,
说你如果有空，我们礼拜六都有聚会。
He said, if you have the time, you're welcome to come to church.
We
have services on Saturdays.
我们教会来。
You can come to the church.
后来真的他就来了。
And truly, he came on a Saturday.
就因为听到这个平安的话来教会。
He came to church because he heard the word peace.
后来他也来信主。
He later on baptized.
全家都来。
His whole family baptized into the Lord.
就是看到我们信徒之间这样彼此问安，就来教会。
And the whole reason was because he heard our members greet each other in peace.
我们也愿平安在我们当中。
We hope that peace be among us.
也愿天上的神能够随时随事都赐给我们平安。
And we ask that our Father in heaven will grant us peace anytime.
这个约瑟啊，他我们看四十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 41.
四十一章五十一节。
Chapter 41, verse 51.
约瑟给长子起名叫马拉西，因为他说：“神使我忘了一切的困苦，和我父的全家。”他给次子起名叫以法莲，因为他说：“神使我在受苦的地方昌盛。”这个是约瑟给孩子起名。
And Joseph is naming his two sons.
他都提到说神使我怎么样。
And each time he would say, God has made me so and so.
他给孩子起名字，他讲到说神使我怎么样。
When he named his two sons, he would say, God has made me so and so.
我们有的人给孩子起名，有一个感恩的心。
Sometimes when we name our child, we are being very grateful to God.
我们也可以看到约瑟他起名字当中所讲的话。
We see that while Joseph was naming his sons, he said some things.
神使我忘了困苦。
He said, God has made me forget all my hardship.
神也使我在受苦的地方昌盛。
God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction.
人生在世都会遇到患难。
We live in this world, we will face afflictions.
有时候孩子离世亲人离开。
Sometimes our child passed away, sometimes our relatives
have
gone away, and sometimes we are faced with problems. We're faced with tests.
但是神他安慰我们。
But God comforts us.
有时候让我们把一些困苦的事忘了。
And it's God who made us forget our hardship.
因为我们很多事情都交托在神的手里。
That is because we have handed over our anxieties to God.
苦难临到的时候，
When afflictions come upon you,
你会超越苦难，
you will try to surpass it,
你会忘记它，
you will forget it,
其实忘不了，
But in fact, it is difficult.
但是你会感恩。
But you will give thanks.
当你感恩的时候，
The moment you give thanks,
你就会忘了。
You will forget your affliction.
原来这件事情对我是美事。
You will find that indeed it is a beautiful thing.
患难是美事。
Affliction is a beautiful thing.
受苦与我有益。
And a hardship, suffering is beneficial to you.
没有怨言。
So Joseph has no complaints.
所临到的事情都是神的安排。
So everything that comes upon me.That happened on me is
so we
must
要多说感谢的话
Therefore, we must give thanks frequently.
啊，多说感恩的话
We must constantly give thanks to God.
啊，对人的感谢
We not only thank our fellow people.
我们也要会对神感恩
We must also give thanks to God.
常常数算神的恩典
We must count the blessings of God.
所以赞美诗九十首说我们要数算神的恩典
Hymn number 90 tells us that we must count the blessings of God.
你慢慢算的时候，你就会哎。信心就会加添起来。
As you count your blessings slowly, your faith starts to build up.
约瑟的话也给我们很大的一个激励。
And Joseph's word also encourages us.
我们再看四十三章。
Let's turn to chapter 43.
四十三章二十七节。
Chapter 43, verse 27.
四十三章二十七节。
Chapter 43, verse 27.
约瑟问他们好，又问你们的父亲，就是你们所说那个老人家，平安吗？他还在吗？我们再看四十五章。
Let's turn to chapter 45.
第三节。
Verse 3.
约瑟对他弟兄说：“我是约瑟，我的父亲还在吗？”好，我们从这段话里面可以看到约瑟的话。
From these two verses,
孝顺父母。
We as children, we must be filial to our parents.
啊，孝敬父母，这是带应许的诫命。
Honoring our parents is a commandment with promise.
哦，这是蒙福的。
It shall give us blessings.
孝敬父母也是我们的本分。
And honoring our parents is also our duty.
我们年轻人。
We are as young people.
当然要尊敬长辈。
We respect our elderly.
我们做儿女的要孝敬父母。
We as children, we must honor our parents.
啊，敬老尊贤，这个都是应当。
Paying respect to the old and the sage.
那我们对我们的父母也是一样。
It is a duty, and similarly, we should also treat our parents likewise.
圣经说我们要报答亲恩。
Bible tells us that we must repay our parents for their love.
啊，父母亲生我们、养我们、教育我们。
Our parents give birth to us, raised us, and educated us.
啊，我们要会感恩，也要会孝顺。
We must give thanks to them, and we must honor them.
有一个敬老会的时候。
Once during an event to honor the elderly.
啊，有个教会哈，啊，这个。我们一般有的教会有敬老会。
And some of the churches they hold special events to honor their elderly.
有的是六十五岁就敬老会了。
And some of the elderly would form a club for those who are aged 65 and above.
有的教会是七十岁就敬老会。
And some other churches have different age requirements.
我曾经到一个教会啊，因为那个都是外出的同龄多啊，都是年轻人，找不到老人啊。四十五岁就敬老会。
I once went to a church where the membership, the age of the congregation was very young, so the age of 45, you're considered an elder.
哦，我那时候去还不到四十五。
When I was there, I was less than 45.
说慢几年就有了。
And they said that a few years more, and you will be a member.
哎，教会没有老人嘛，所以四十五就敬老了。
And because there are no elderly people in the church, they consider age 45 as an elder.
其实教会有老人很好。
It is actually good for the church to have elderly members.
好像家里有老人，也觉得很温馨。
It's just like in a family, if you have elderly people living with you, you will feel the warmth of a family.
啊，我们有人说家有一老是一宝。
There is a saying that you have a treasure if you have someone elderly living with you.
当然，我们做儿女的要会孝顺父母。
As children, we honor our parents.
也要懂得使老人活得有尊严。
And we must also respect our elders.
啊，老人也要会能够疼爱这个儿孙。
And the elderly must also love their grandchildren.
啊，所以有一个敬老会的时候。
So during one of these events,
有一个老人起来讲。
For the elderly members, one elder stood up and said,
做父母啊，有时候感觉像抹布一样。
Since to, being a parent is sometimes likened to a piece of rags.
就是年轻人要用的时候就拿来用一用。
When the young people need you, they will take you and use you.
不要用就丢在旁边。
When they don't want you, they will cast you aside.
我们也要体会到老人的心理。
We should also try to understand the mentality of an elder.
我们的长辈, 我们的父母。
And our elderly members, our parents.
耶稣他说, 我的父亲还在吗?
Joseph asked his brothers, is my father still alive?
我们今天很多人都外出。
Many of us are foreigners in the
我们也有我们的父母。
land. We have our parents.
有时候一封信, 一通电话, 他也觉得很快乐。
And sometimes sending them a letter or giving them a phone call would bring them much comfort.
所以我们要会学习孝顺, 尊敬长上。
We must learn to respect our elders, to honor our parents.
那长辈, 也要关怀青年下一代。
And the elders must also show their love and concern for the younger generation.
我们再看50章。
Let's turn to chapter 50.
创世纪50章。
Genesis chapter 50.
50章的19节。
Verse 19.
约瑟对他说, 不要害怕, 我怎么能够代替神? 从前你们的意思是要害我, 但神的意思是好的, 要保全许多人的性命, 成就今日的光景, 现在你们不要害怕, 我必养活你们, 和你们的妇人, 孩子, 于是约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他们, 这边提到说, 亲爱的话。
Verse 19 to verse 20, 21 tells us that Joseph assured his brothers and comforted them.
我们可以听到约瑟讲这段亲爱的话。
You can hear these words of Joseph.
他被哥哥出卖。
He was sold as a slave by his own brother.
后来哥哥, 跟他来求饶恕。
And later his brothers were begging for forgiveness.
结果约瑟, 没有去计较他哥哥的恶。
And Joseph did not remember the evil of his brothers.
爱是只喜欢真理，不喜欢不义。
Love only wants truth.
也不计算人的恶。
And love means that you do not remember.
这个约瑟哭了。
But it says here that Joseph wept.
他为什么哭了？
Why did he weep?
因为那是他的兄弟。
Because these people before him were his brothers.
约瑟发生这个事情的时候。
The things that happened to Joseph.
约瑟他说, 我怎么能够代替神?
He says, am I in the place of God?
神的意思是好的啦。
Because God has meant it for good.
所以约瑟他会想到这个事情。
Joseph would think about many things.
我们可以看到说, 约瑟他所遭遇的事。
Let us recall the adventures of Joseph.
有神在当中。
We see that God is among all these things.
而且他也体会到说神的意思是好的。
Joseph also felt that God has meant it to be good.
有时候事情摆在我们面前。
Sometimes when certain events happen before you.
我们如果单单看一个影子。
If you would only see
看那个,
the shadow.
看那个阴影。
If you only see the shadow.
我们如果能够迎向光明。
If we can turn and look towards the light.
看到神。 的意思是好的,
if we can see that God has meant it to be good,
那么能够朝着万事互相效力, 一定有一个正面的果效。
That if you can see that all things bring goodness, then you will see a positive result.
他的兄弟或者觉得说, 约瑟或许会报复啊。
The brothers of Joseph might felt that Joseph might avenge himself after the father's death.
但是没有想到, 兄弟和睦同居是何等的美善。
But little did they know that it was wonderful for the brothers to live with each other in peace.
过去他们把约瑟卖掉。
In the past they may have sold Joseph.
约瑟在这个当中, 他也体会到神的旨意。
And through it all Joseph could
结果我们可以看到约瑟他 做宰相之后,
through it all, Joseph could realize the will of God, and after Joseph began the vizier, he did not abuse his power, nor did he use any opportunities to lay hands on his brothers. He did not avenge himself. And on the other hand, he turned around and offered them words of kindness.
这种爱是非常感动人的。
And this is a very moving and touching love.
啊，而且他用这个话安慰他们。
And with these words of kindness, he comforted his brothers.
啊，其实兄弟是手足之情，骨肉之亲。
Brothers are kinsmen, and they are very close.
啊，所以这个当中，我们就可以看到约瑟，他真的就是把神摆在前面。
And through this, through all these events, we see that Joseph has indeed put God as his top priority.
我们今天如果会把神摆在前面，
If today we have listed God as our top priority,
啊，很多事情我们就会看得很清楚。
And we can see many things clearly from that point on.
啊，有一对兄弟啊。
There is a set of brothers.
啊，两个人都在吃番茄。
Both were eating tomatoes.
啊，这个弟弟哦，看到番茄好吃，就一口就把它咬下去了。
And the younger brother, seeing that the tomato was beautiful and delicious, finished it in one bite.
啊，结果这个番茄汁啊，不小心就喷到他的哥哥身上了。
And the tomato juice was squirted onto his elder brother.
啊，他哥哥没有生气。
The elder brother was not angry.
他哥哥说啊，我坐的位置不对。
The elder brother said that I have sat in the wrong place.
啊，我如果坐旁边的话，你那个番茄汁就喷到别的地方去了，
He said,
不会弄脏我的衣服。
If I have shifted and sit in another place, then your tomato juice would not have squirted on me.
哎，这个弟弟又觉得很不好意思。
And this younger brother was ashamed.
啊，赶快把哥哥的身上啊这个番茄汁擦一擦。
And he tried to clean up the tomato juice on his brother's shirt.
这个哥哥回答弟弟是说啊，我坐的位置不对。
The elder brother replied to his younger brother, I have sat in the wrong spot.
有时候我们都会想到别人的错。
Sometimes we think about the wrongs of others.
但是有时候我们自己如果能够另外一个角度去看。
Yet if we can see things from a different angle,
哎，他一定是更好的。
We see things much in a different light.
所以这对兄弟就是这么的亲爱。
So brothers are very close.
啊，有一次，啊，这个台北市哈，在举办一个金婚啊这个活动，金婚的啊纪念活动。
Once in the city of Taipei, they held an event for people who were celebrating their golden anniversaries.
啊，这个金婚就是说，夫妻哦，结婚五十年的。
Golden anniversary means people who have been married for 50 years.
啊，就来参加这个金婚的活动。
And couples who have reached that level will be able to attend this event.
很多对老人啊，都去参加金婚的纪念。
There are many couples who came to attend this golden wedding anniversary event.
啊，这个新闻记者啊，就很好奇的去采访这些老人。
And the reporters were curious, and asked these couples questions.
有一对老人。
And one of the couple.
哎，长得很可爱。
They look very adorable.
这对老人啊，看起来就是很好的夫妻。
From the outer appearance, you see that these two are a good couple.
啊，他们记者呢就拿着这个。啊，去采访他们。
So that the reporters asked them for an interview.
说你们结婚五十年哦，你们夫妻有没有吵过架？
And the reporter asked, "You have been married for 50 years, and in these 50 years, have you ever quarrel?"
吵架的时候你们怎么处理呢？
And how do you handle your quarrels?
啊，这个先问这个老先生呐。
And the reporter first asked the husband.
他说，吵架是难免的啦。
And the husband replied, "We quarrel."
啊，怎么处理呢？
How do we handle it?
他说，我们已经结婚五十年了。
He said, "We have been married for 50 years."
我总是忍耐啊。
And I keep trying to bear it all.
哦，我都是一直吞，一直忍啊。
And I try to swallow my pride. I'll try to endure.
你看我忍了五十年，现在气喘。
Look at me. I've been taking it for 50 years. Now I have asthma.
忍了五十年哦，得了气喘。
I have been taking it for 50 years. Now I have developed asthma.
哎，他又问那个太太。
And then the reporter asked the wife.
问那个老太太。
Asked the elderly lady.
说啊，你跟老先生结婚五十年哦。
You and your husband has been married for 50 years.
吵架的时候你又是怎么处理的
？How do you handle your quarrels and disagreements?
他说哦，我脾气比较不好。
She said I have bad temper.
哎，有时候个性也很强啊。
And I have very strong personality.
我 我跟他一样啦，也是忍耐啊。
And I'm like him. I try to take it all.
但是我气起来的时候，哦，都会咬牙切齿。
But each time when I'm angry, I would gnash my teeth.
所以你看，五十年后我牙齿都掉光了。
So after 50 years, I have lost all my teeth.
哎，这对夫妻讲话还蛮有默契的。
And these couples are very humorous.
一个结婚五十年得了气喘，一个咬牙切齿，牙齿都没有了。
One got married after 50 years, developed asthma. One after 50 years of quarrels, had lost all her teeth.
哎，夫妻偶尔斗斗嘴，其实还是很恩爱的。
And even though couples quarrel, but they still love one each other.
哦，但是那是没有伤害性。
But this quarrel does not hurt the relationship.
因为那个话语里面是亲爱的话。
Because they speak words of kindness.
是很有默契的话
and they have developed an understanding
话语有亲爱又能够安慰
and the words they spoke are kind and they comfort each other
听见的人能够得到益处
the listener benefited from the words
也能够得到造就
and listener also edified from the words
有一个老公公
that was an elderly gentleman
啊，因为他年纪大了啊，身体也不错
because he wasAdvanced in age, and he's still very healthy.
啊，因为他都没有出国旅游。
He has never been out of the country.
他想说哦，他能够有这个机会的话，能够出国旅游。
He thought to himself that if he ever had the opportunity, he would want to go out and see the world.
他也跟朋友交往哦。
And he would also go out with his friends.
啊，他为了出国也蛮慎重的哦，去做一套西装啊。
And prior to him leaving the country for a tour, he would go to the tailor and make himself a suit.
那因为要出发前哦，才去试穿。
And prior to his departure, he went over to the tailor to try on.
穿的时候，这个上身是合身啊，可是裤子太长。
When he wore the suit, the blazer fits well, but the pants are too long.
啊，结果他就交代他的太太。
So he said to his wife.
他说哦啊，这个老伴啊，我这个裤子哦太长了，
said,
你晚上有空哦，把它剪一点点这样。
He said, we are leaving the country soon, so at night, if you have the time, can you please cut off a little bit of the pants?
但是后来他又不放心。
But later on, he wasn't happy about it.
又去告诉他的女儿。
He went and told his daughter.
说哦。孩子啊，我第一次出国啊，这个西装裤做得太长了哦。你有晚上有空哦，把它剪一下哦。
He said to his daughter, "I am leaving the country soon, and this is my first time traveling. My pants are too long, so can you cut it short for me?"
本来躺下去了啦。
So he lay down to sleep.
但是又起来了。
He got up again.
又想到说，太太，女儿交代哦，我看。还是交代媳妇，她比较认真做事。
And he thought to himself, he had told his wife to do it, he had told his daughter to do it, but he trusted his daughter-in-law the most, so he went got up.
啊，又去交代他的媳妇了。
And he spoke to his daughter-in-law.
说哦，我明天一早就出门，这个裤子太长，你把它剪一下哈。
He said, I'm leaving the country tomorrow, and this pants is too long. Can you cut it short?
他就去睡觉了，行李整理好就去睡觉了。
He packed his bags and he went to sleep.
结果睡睡睡，在晚上的时候
，and at night,
他太太哦又起来把他剪短了一点。
His wife got up and cut the pants short.
但是过了不久，他女儿又起来了。
And a few hours later, the daughter got up.
想到说爸爸也第一次出门嘛，哦，又交代说这个西装把它弄好，他又把它剪一下。
And the father had instructed her to shorten the pants, so she did it.
啊，后来呢，啊，他的媳妇哦，因为家里事情很多，哇，忙了一个晚上，孩子去睡觉了，把什么家里的家事都做好了，啊，已经很晚了，他又赶快。把该做的事，就是那个裤脚，把它剪一下，又剪了。
And the daughter-in-law, during the day, she was very busy taking care of the family and the children. So at night, when she finally had time, she then remembered what her father-in-law said, and then she cut off the pants a little bit.
啊，这个老先生啊，一早因为要赶车子了。
So this elderly gentleman had to take the bus early in the morning.
他就把那个长裤啊，就 拿起来穿了。
So he took his pants and wore it.
结果一穿的时候哦，到这个膝盖底下一点。
And when he wore his pants, he found that it was up to a little bit below his knee.
但是已经要出门了。
But he has to leave the house soon. 啊，
上面西装是好看啊，可是这个裤子就比较短。
His blazer fit him very well, but the pants are way too short. 啊，
就赶着车子就去，游览车就出发就去了。
So he had to hurry to catch his bus, and he left.
啊，他反正短就短嘛，管他的，啊，就到那个集合的地方这样。
And since the pants were too short, there's nothing he could do, so he wore it and quickly left.
啊，结果那个。那些老啊，大家同伴啊，就问说：“啊，你这个裤子怎么这么短？”这样。
And his fellow travelers asked him, "Why are your pants so short?"
啊，这个老先生啊，也很冷静。
And this elderly gentleman was very calm.
他就跟他们说啊。
And he said to his fellow travelers,
啊，你们都不懂，这个是最新流行的老爷裤啊。
He said that you don't understand. This is the latest fashion.
哎，后来有人问这个老先生啊，
And some people asked this gentleman,
这个裤子为什么会这么短？真的是流行的老爷裤吗？
Why is your pants so short? Is it really the latest fashion?
啊，这个老先生他就讲了。
And this gentleman explained,
他说，啊，我真的是不对。
And it is really my fault.
我为了参加这个旅游，哦，我去做这个衣服啊，交代我太太。
I have this suit especially made for this travel, and I instructed my wife.
说这个裤脚太短，要剪一点。
I told her that my pants are too long to cut it short.
又交代我的女儿。
And I told my daughter.
又交代我的媳妇。
Told my daughter the same thing. I told my daughter-in-law the same thing.
我交代一个人就好了嘛。
I should have just instructed one person.
没有想到哦，他们对我都很好。
I never thought that they have been so good to me.
啊，我交代的他们都做了。
I've instructed them and they have done everything.
每一个人都剪一点点，变成短裤了。
And everybody shortened the pants a little bit and now it's a pair of shorts. 啊，
听说这个老爷裤是这样来的。
And that is how this sort of pants came about.
啊，所以有机会，如果我们穿到老爷裤的时候，
If you ever had a chance to wear pants that's 3/4 long,
你也可以体会一下。
You can also try and feel how this old man felt.
但是这个老先生哦，他就是不怪谁啊。
This gentleman did not blame anybody.
他没有怪太太。
He didn't blame his wife.
没有怪女儿。
He didn't blame his daughter.
没有怪媳妇。
He didn't blame his daughter-in-law.
他怪自己不对。
He blamed himself.
他觉得他太太很好。
He felt that his wife has done well.
他的女儿很孝顺。
His daughter was honoring him.
他的媳妇很勤劳。
And his daughter-in-law was industrious.
其实家里的人对他都很好。
And everybody in the family was good to him.
所以我们今天在生活当中
Today in our life,
如果会用亲爱的话
if you can speak words of kindness,
讲安慰的话
you can speak words of comfort,
这个很重要
This is more important.
我们再看约瑟的话
Let us study another word spoken by Joseph.
看五十章
Standard chapter
50, 24节
Verse 24
约瑟对他弟兄说我要死了神必看顾你们领你们从这地上去直到他起誓应许给亚伯拉罕以撒雅各之地，啊，这边约瑟的临终的话语。
Here is the words of Joseph spoken before his death.
我要死了。
He said, "I am about to die."
一个人要临终的时候那么安然。
When a person was about to die, he can felt peace.
啊，留下遗命。
He left his last words.
也充满了盼望。
And he was also filled with hope.
也给子孙祝福。
And he blessed his children.
如果我们有一天要离世的时候
If one day we are about to die,
我们是不是能够心里很安然
Can we go in peace?
我们能够很平静地来见主耶稣
Can we go to the Lord in peace?
我要来温哥华的前五天
5 days prior to my coming to Vancouver
有一个老弟兄来找我
An elderly brother came to me
我忽然间也很讶异
I was surprised
他告诉我
He said to me
他的坟墓买好了
He has already bought his
他的骨坛也看好了。
He has already bought his urn.
啊，他的遗书也写好了。
He has written his will.
他说哦，传道，我把这个遗书都交给你。
He said, preacher, I'm going to give you my will.
我说你赞美诗有没有选好
？I asked him, have you chosen your hymns?
他说有，我三首诗歌都选好了。
He said, yes, I have chosen all 3 hymns.
我说你选哪几首
I said, which ones?
他就换给我看
And he flipped over to show it to me
我那时候 有一种感觉。
I had this feeling.
心里是听他讲的话很难过。
I was sad at his words.
但是我是觉得他心里怎么这么安然
？But I felt that he had such peace in his heart.
把事情交代得那么清楚。
He has instructed everything in detail.
很少人这样子。
Very few people would do what he
did. 他还告诉我说：“哈，我存款簿有多少钱
？”He even told me how much money he had in his savings account.
你哦，把他婚看哪里需要这样。
And he said to give it to those in need.
那剩下的哈、
哦，
啊，这个就是我的丧礼的费用。
Whatever that's left would be the fee for my funeral service.
如果没有用完，全部都奉献到教会就好了。
And anything that remains behind will be given to the church.
我说哦，你要走的路还很远呢、啊。
I told him you still have a long way to go.
生命在神的手里啊。
Your life is in the hands of God.
你这样准备是没有错。
It is right for you to be prepared.
哦，啊，主耶稣要让我们活着。你就要活得很快乐。
But if the Lord wants you to live, you must live a good life.
哦，那能够心里很平安。
You must have peace in you.
哦，他说我会的。
He said he will.
我说那我要去加拿大啦。
I said to him, I'm going to Canada.
万一我这个月你走了，我没有办法处理你的事啊。
I said if during this month, while I was gone and you died, I can't help you then.
啊，这个注目的传道。
So I went and approached the residential pastor.
所有的资料就交给那个传道。
And I told him everything.
哎，一个人要临终的时候会那么的清醒。
When a person prior to his death can be so clear.
其实我们都是活在神的恩典里面。
All of us live in the grace of God.
但是我们活着既然是恩典。
But if we live as grace.
我们也要啊、有一种啊。能够像约瑟一样
，We must also have an attitude like Joseph.
啊，对生命看得很清楚。
We must have a very good view of a life.
生死也是看得很清楚。
We must also have a good view of life and death.
充满了信心，也充满了盼望。
We must be filled with faith, filled with love.
也充满了祝福。
And full of blessings.
啊，是活在神的应许里面。
We are living in the promise of God.
我们不是像世人是消极的。
We are not like unto the people of this world. We are not pessimistic.
所以有人说约瑟他真的是一个多结果子的树枝。
Some people say that Joseph is a tree branch that bears much fruit.
我们看四十九章。
Let's turn to chapter 49.
创世纪四十九章。
Genesis 49.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
约瑟是多结果子的树枝，全盘多结果子的枝子，他的枝条探出墙外。约瑟他是有一个属灵的生命力。
Joseph had a spiritual life.
啊，多结果子。
He is fruitful.
啊，也盼望主耶稣时常与我们同在。
We hope that the Lord is with us often.
让我们能够多结果子。
We hope that we can also bear more fruit.
啊，来荣耀主的名。
We hope that we can be fruitful.
能够多结果子。
To glorify the name of God.
啊，显出我们属灵的生命。
To be fruitful, to reveal our spiritual life.
也能够结出嘴唇的果子。
We also hope that we can bear fruits of our lips.
啊，圣灵里的果子。
The fruits of the Holy Spirit.
啊，让我们的生命啊，在主里是丰盛的。
We hope that we have a rich life in the Lord.